Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
From jet lag to sore feet, weight loss to culture shock, Americans in Europe face surprising body and mind changes while traveling. We welcome Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube, also an associate professor of business administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And I remember this when we came back from Europe, my wife and I, several years ago. We did London, we did France, and then we got back at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and then I was out of bed at 2 a.m. I was still on London time, and it takes a while to adjust your body clock back to good old Central Daylight Time.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. There's some things you can do to kind of help out. Like, one of the things I recommend people is doing is trying to, like, adjust their sleeping patterns before they go, so they're more adjusted when they get to the location. But also when you come back, like the couple nights before you fly back from Paris, maybe do get to bed a little bit later, because then it's not feeling such a big jet lag time zone change when you come back home. But there's other things you can do, you know, try to keep yourself up longer, you know, have a Coke here, or maybe have some dark chocolate to keep you up. And then there's little things you can do to try to help adjust a little bit better, especially with your kids, because they can be very fun at 2 a.m. with jet lag. Take my word for it.
Well, I was going to say, the one thing that I was saying to myself while I was jet lagged was it was a good thing I was so used to doing morning radio, because my body clock was already messed up as it is. And so maybe I was just preparing for being a world traveler. That was the whole purpose of getting up at 3 a.m. The other thing, too, is just, you know, it's very physical when you go to Europe, because these cities are old. There's a lot of walking involved. And not only will your feet hurt at the end of the day, you'll get 20,000 steps in. And those shorts that you packed could be a little loose by the time you're done.
Hey, that is one of the biggest benefits I find when I travel, is I actually finally lose a few pounds, because I'm used to walking the dog in the afternoon, but that gives you 4,000 steps. That 20,000 of those uphills in Rome and Lisbon really can make a big difference. And that's why you might notice you might lose a boot, or you might lose a belt loop or two while you're on your trip. So that's one of those benefits you can get.
And then the one thing that you mentioned is mental burnout. And I had to laugh when you put this on the list, because it's mental burnout from speaking a foreign language so much. And it's very good to broaden your horizons and know other languages and know other cultures. But I remember going to Quebec City, and Quebec City, they speak French. They do not meet you in the middle. You better say bonjour when you walk into that hotel, or they don't give you the time of day. And when we flew from Quebec City back to Toronto, I almost cried when I said hello to somebody, because I was done with the French language after 3 days.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you want to be a good traveler, so you're trying to speak. And for some of us, it's been a couple decades since that Spanish class in high school, but we're trying, and it is actually very mentally taxing when you're starting to do this, and it's quite a bit. And if you start having more advanced conversation, you get into it, you'll notice the first couple of days you're trying to, you know, speak French again when you're in Paris, or Spanish in Mexico, you're fine. But by the third day, fourth day, your mind really does get more tired, and you feel that mental tiredness, and it affects your body. So it is one of those little things you want to prepare for, that, oh yeah, I will get a little worn down. So don't feel bad if your Spanish isn't as good on the third day as it was the first day, just because you're mentally worn down a bit.
Now, this next item, and I'm going to be very diplomatic about it, Mark, and I will say this, when the first time I went traveling overseas with Mrs. Hart, she was an experienced world traveler. She had studied abroad in college, and she said, look, all this traveling, all the time changes, your body's going to react to it in different ways. So when you go to breakfast, make sure you have a lot of fruit. Just to keep everything going. Because though you are traveling, certain parts of you may not.
Yes, the toilet time consistency might be a little different when you go abroad. And if we think about it in terms of products you see every day, you might have the logs to toothpaste transformation in your bowel movements. And that's one of those things. You might want to have extra fiber to keep things going. But also, keeping yourself hydrated helps you stay regular. And a lot of people, when they travel, they don't realize how dried out they get in the plane. That's why they walk around with the water all the time. Anytime they walk around with the water when you're flying, take that free water, chug it down, fill up your water bottle, chug that down, because that's going to help things be a little bit more regular, let's say, on your travels.
The things you don't think about when you look at someone else's smiling picture in front of the Eiffel Tower. Mark that's Walters, right. Walters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube. Also find him at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Thank you for joining us today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.